Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Ajoke Enebeli, CEO Nostalgia Cuisine and Bakery, the chapter coordinator for the African Women in Leadership Organization, River State, and a member of the Board of Trustees, Just One Foundation. And I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Greetings to the kind-hearted people of River State and welcome to another episode of Reeve Ethics on Radio, our character-building weekend show. Please remember that the first person who benefits from an act of charity is the giver himself, who sees the smile form on the lips of the needy person. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Day of Charity, which comes up on the 5th of September. The International Day of Charity was established with the objective of sensitizing and mobilizing people, NGOs, and stakeholders all around the world to help others through volunteering and philanthropic activities. In the 2030 Agenda on Sustainable Development adopted in September 2015, the United Nations recognizes that eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including extreme poverty, is the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. The agenda also calls for a spirit of strengthened global solidarity, focused in particular on the needs of the poorest and most vulnerable. It also acknowledges the role of the diverse private sector, ranging from micro enterprises to cooperatives to multinationals, and that of civil society organizations and philanthropic organizations in the implementation of the agenda. The 17 Sustainable Development Goals, also called the SDGs, set forth in the agenda can be grouped into five critical areas, which are people, planet, prosperity, peace, and partnership. They have the potential to transform our lives and our planet by providing the framework needed for philanthropic institutions to enable all people to contribute to the betterment of our world. Charity provides real social bonding and contributes to the creation of inclusive and more resilient societies. Charity can alleviate the worst effects of humanitarian crisis, supplement public services in healthcare, education, housing, and child protection. It assists the advancement of culture, science, sports, and the protection of cultural and natural heritage. It also promotes the rights of the marginalized and underprivileged and spreads the message of humanity in conflict situations. Some of the notable points to consider about charity and giving are that giving is not about making a donation, it is about making a difference. Charity is not born out of duty or pity, but out of love. Charity makes you someone's sunshine when their skies are gray. Anyone who has no charity in their heart, you can be sure, has the worst kind of heart trouble. Our guest speaker today is Mrs. Ajoke Enebeli, the River State Coordinator of African Women in Leadership Organization, and she will be sharing with us her insights on this topic. Please enjoy the episode, and to make it count, put the lessons learned to very good use. Our dear people of River State, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and I am your host, Ajoke Enebeli. I will be speaking on the International Day for Charity. The International Day for Charity was declared by the United Nations in 2012. The prime purpose of the International Day for Charity is to raise awareness and provide a common platform for charity-related activities all over the world for individuals, philanthropic and volunteer organizations for their own purpose on the local, national, regional and international level. The date, 5th of September, was chosen by the United Nations to mark the anniversary of the passing away of Mother Teresa, who received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979 for work undertaken in the struggle to overcome poverty and distress, which also constituted a threat to peace. One may ask, what is charity? Charity is benevolent goodwill towards or love for humanity. Generosity and helpfulness, especially towards the needy or suffering. It could be termed as aid given to those in need. Charity is also used to describe an institute engaged in the relief of the poor. In our world today, there are people who cannot afford 3 meals a day and the basic needs of life. We may not be able to change their situation totally, but one can at least ease them by helping them. In a world full of humanitarian needs, numerous people are dying of hunger every minute. Helping a single person to get food to eat and place to live can change their lives. The Bible encourages charity amongst Christians and the larger society, as written in the book of Acts. In all things, I have chosen you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Somewhere else in the Bible, it says that, but if anyone has the world's good and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart towards him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in words or talk, but in deed and in truth. From the scriptures, we can see that charity is not just a feel-good endeavor, but a divine recommendation. Giving charitably makes us an extension of God's hands and confers on us special blessings. Charity can alleviate the worst effects of human crisis, supplement public services in healthcare, education, housing, and child protection, as government alone cannot do it all. I visited a friend recently at her business place, and while I was asking about her family, she mentioned the case of her little boy who God used a family friend to save from a disease slowly eating up his liver. She didn't have the initial deposit of $250,000 for the required surgery, without which the hospital didn't want to touch the little child. But out of the blues, there came a Samaritan neighbor who paid $150,000 on the spot, bringing the needed relief to the family. Across the world, there are notable charity organizations run by humanitarian outfits, like churches, mosques, remarkable individuals like late Mother Teresa, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, the Dangote Foundation, the Lulu Briggs Foundation, even Reef Ethics, to mention but a few. I have been personally involved in NGOs and charity organizations like the African Women in Leadership Organization, the Entrepreneurs Platform Initiative, the Fresh View Initiative, the Just One Foundation, the Susanna Holmes of Right Steps, the Straight State Foundation for Citizens and Leadership and Ethics, the SUCO Foundation. But while there are large and small organizations that undertake charity works across the globe, it is important to state here that charity is for everyone. We all can be involved in alleviating poverty and giving succor to the needy in our communities and circle of influence. Happiness grows when it's shared, and as a people, we must develop our sense of sharing for both personal and social uplifting. This has to be inculcated in everyone from birth through adulthood. Kids have to be taught how to help people who are not well off as them. The working class should take a step ahead to help their colleagues understand the area they are not good at. The elderly amongst us should impact their experiences on the younger generation who are in real need. Let us look at a few benefits of charity. Giving to charity makes you feel good. Donating to charity is a major mood booster. The knowledge that you're helping others is hugely empowering and in turn can make you feel happier and more fulfilled. Thanks to fMRI technology, researchers are able to see brain activity when certain acts are taken, and in a study on charitable giving when people donate to a worthy cause. The middle region of the brain is lit up. This is the area of the brain that is responsible for our cravings and pleasure rewards, showing the link between charitable giving and pleasure. Proving, as the old adage goes, it is far better to give than to receive. Helping others may just be the secret of living a life that is not only happier, but healthier, wealthier, more productive, and meaningful. Number two, giving to charity strengthens personal values. In a research work titled Why We Give, a feeling of social conscience was the most widely given reason to give to charity. Whatever type of charity work supported, 96% said they felt they had a moral duty to use what they had to help others, a sentiment very much rooted in their personal values and principles. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you go take your own head, carry them. If you think say you fit do person bad and you go happy after and they jolly, my friend, you jam block. Nothing better pass say make a person do good thing, because he know say he go better for him if he better for him friend.
I don't know why people they fight, oh. I don't know why people they quarrel, oh. I don't know why people they make wahala. Yes, my friend, oh, make you no fight, oh. My friend, oh, no quarrel, oh. My friend, oh, no make wahala.
Why do we have to fight ourselves, my friend? A neighbor is a friend. Let's pull together and live as one. A neighbor is a friend. Yes, your neighbor is your friend. Your neighbor is your friend. So let it
be. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio, and I am your host, Ajoke Enebeli, and I have been speaking on the International Day for Charity. We will be continuing on the benefits for charity. Number three, giving to charity introduces your children to the importance of generosity. Sharing the experience of donating to charity with your children shows them that they can make positive changes in the world. Children naturally love to help others, so nurturing their innate generosity is likely to mean that they grow up with a greater appreciation of what they have and will carry on supporting charity in years to come. Starting a tradition of donation to charity with your children is easy. Try creating a family donation box that everyone can add to and nominate a charity each year, involving the children in choosing which cause to support. Number four, giving to charity encourages friends and family to do the same. Your own charitable donations can inspire your friends and neighbors to give to causes important to them and could even bring about family-wide effort to support a charity work that have special significance to you as a group. Family giving creates a bond, helping to boost relationships through shared goals and raising more money that could otherwise be possible through individual donations. Chances are, many of your family members are already giving to charity, so working together could help you make even more positive impact. Number 5, giving puts you in line for God's blessings. God honors the prayer of the poor and needy. There is a Japanese word that has come to resonate with me ever since a study I did about giving. It is the word intoku, which means good done in secret. It's a kind of giving that does not seek reward. When people who do not know you or cannot assess you say a word of prayer for your benevolence towards them, God hears them. I have just highlighted the benefits for those who give. Now let me go on to the beneficiaries of charity. Number 1, they are happier. Someone who receives a gift is a happy person. They are relieved. They are excited. Number 2, they are more confident. When a need is met in their life, they feel happier and they feel more courageous to come out in the open and do those things that they couldn't do ordinarily. Number 3, they are able to exhibit their innate abilities and do more. There are so many hidden talents in us, in humans, that have been covered by lack of expression due to lack, needs, wants, troubles, and all that. By the time their needs are met or that need is met, there is a possibility or the likelihood of an outburst from within, expressing those innate abilities, talents that God has put in you. Number 4. They in turn become givers. When you're no more a beneficiary and when you're standing, you discover that you're able to give freely to other people. You become an employer of labor. Let's go on another break.
I catch you.
Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for Portman to the walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water where crocodile dey make fist, wetin you dey find? Palava, you go get am. Half or do not dey inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make it sit down in oh no, you hear? No talks and no warn you.
One by one, now so we go to catch them. Una when say una no go make una life better. Bad bad thing na una sabi. Your mate na professor for book. You na bad bad for thief. Why you GBT lie lie? We know na. You think say they don't know you? Sit down there. One day monkey go market, you no go come back. Na life to live with that. All the one you sabi na quick quick money. You don't begin drive a big motor. Big man don't come be that. I sorry for you. Go find better work. Nothing like good name, oh.
No play wayo, no make GBT. Then no they rush life like that. No play wayo, no make GBT. Then no they rush life like that. Quick money, they poach person, oh. Na life to live be that. Quick money, they poach person, oh. Na life to live be that. Nothing like good name, oh my friend. Nothing like good name. Nothing like good name, oh my friend. Nothing like good name. Nothing like good name, oh sister. Oh. Nothing like good name. No play while you no make GBT. They don't be rush like that.
If you do good, oh. You do for yourself. If you do bad, na you sabi yo. If you do bad,
na you go take your head to carry am.
If you do bad,
na you go take your head to carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Na you go take your head to carry am.
If you give person wahala,
na you go take your head to carry am.
If you play person mago mago,
na you go take your head to carry am.
If
you do for yourself. Brother, if you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad, you sister,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No do bad, you.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
Welcome back. This year's International Day for Charity offers us all a reminder and opportunity to look into our families, communities, churches, and society for the little ways and things we can do to make life worth living for those around us. There is someone around you that you can be a blessing to. And it's not in the quantity or the size of what you have to give. It is the heart of kindness and spirit of generosity that is the most important factor. In America, statistics shows that individuals gave more in 2017, up to $410 billion, while corporate organizations gave up to $20.77 billion. Foundations put together gave the sum of $66.90 billion. In 2017, the largest source of charitable giving came from individuals, up to the tune of $286.65 billion. At this point, I would like to encourage us all to start, if not already done, to keep records of individual and corporate giving, no matter the scale. As a member and executive of the African Women in Leadership Organization, whose core value is centered around advancing the leadership status of women in the continent of Africa by creating an empowering platform and harnessing the synergies of alliance, thereby improving the lives of the less privileged in our society, we have undertaken here in River State various empowerment programs for women and youths with branded small businesses in some neighborhoods in Port Harcourt. Free eye medical examinations, and donation of free glasses for the less privileged. In celebration of the International Day for Charity, a few NGOs are working in collaboration with the African Women in Leadership Organization, AULO, to extend help to certain areas in River State, some of which are Hope Foundation, Selfless Patriot, Bills Foundation, Daring Esther, Purple Women, and the African Health Development Initiative, AHDI. AULO welcomes as many women leaders as possible to join in the fight for poverty alleviation and educational support that is ongoing. Remember, you do not have to know the person whose life you touch, but God knows and sees your gifts. As we celebrate this special and unique occasion of the International Day for Charity, I would like to encourage us with the words of Paul the Apostle, written in Galatians. I quote, "So let us not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing well. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith." In summary, not excluding the benevolent act of our amiable governor, His Excellency Barry Sanyesomwike, for being magnanimous towards Rivers people. Recently, NGOs were called upon to help in the empowerment program for market women and petty traders. This, I am sure, will go a long way to relieve women and their families, put food on their table, boost their businesses, and give them confidence in what they do. Thank you for listening.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school, or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.